My name is Patricia Jackson, and I live in a little name, a dish hotel, and I'm very happy to be here. And, you know, I took a lot of blankets outside. I see people sleeping, especially around here, and it'd be kind of cold. And I come upstairs and get a blanket and just go out there and just throw it over and keep on going. Yeah. It really hurts my heart, especially in the area. And I see so many homeless people, and they laying on the street, and you know, finding something to do. I could tell when they in one of them shelters where you got to get out in the morning and then go back in the evening, because they, you know, they had the same spot every day where they just camp out all day until time to go back. And because I've done that, you know, I couldn't have made it no longer there. You know, getting put out at 6 a.m. and pouring down rain, that ain't make no difference. I used to cry, like, whoa, man. You know, soaking wet, riding the train, going to the restaurant, order something, eat, or one bite every 10 minutes so you can have somewhere to be outside, out of the rain. You know, you can't stay there all day and eat. Well, we tried to eat as slow as we could. And one day, I was pushing my car, because that's why I had my little, my clothes, some clothes, my toiletries and stuff. And one day, I was walking down 3rd Street, coming from Providence, and I was just so tired of that cart. I just walked away, left the cart there, everything in it. Kept on stepping and didn't even look back. That cart had wore me out. I got kidney cancer on both my kidneys. I've had it since 2001. I've had 3 surgeries on my kidneys, but they removed the tumors, but they came back. They come, keep coming back. So I'm blessed, because I've seen a lot of people go down with cancer. I know a couple people that's dying right now of cancer. They just took them down. I look at me, I'm like, nothing hurts me. Nothing. I'm in no pain. Nothing. I don't even feel like I got cancer now. I forget, tell you the truth, y'all, about it. Till I go to the doctor. They say, you handle this very well. I'm like, well, that's what I'm supposed to do. You know, live till I die, that's it. You know?